And we have a special guest here from Columbia, South Carolina. His name is Skip Lawson. We're going to introduce him to our world and to all the future fans of comedy. Before I go into this interview, I like to talk about comedians that's up and coming. You know, maybe you're just doing a few open mics here and there. I mean, maybe you got your first paid show, something like that. Contact me, man. Get at me, man. We're trying to promote you. You know, we're trying to help give that extra push. So we created this media outlet for up-and-coming comedians. And some of the big-time cats can come in as well and, you know, chop it up with us if they like. However, our main focus is independent minds that's trying to take it to the next level. Okay, we're going to get into this interview, and we're going to start talking to Mr. Lawson, Skip G. Lawson, and he is known as the Mayor of Comedy. Skip, you there?
Yeah, y'all know who it is. It's the Mayor, Skip G. Lawson. What's up to everybody out there? And big ups to you, Mike, for putting me up on this thing, too, man.
I appreciate it. All right, Skip, I'm going to the first question. You know, who is Skip Lawson? You know, just give us a general idea of who is Skip Lawson, you know, and how did Skip Lawson come about to be a comedian?
You know, everybody be wanting to know that because they be trying to figure out if that's my real name and everything. But actually,
okay,
it's not, but it is now. You know, I got it patented on everything. And basically, it came up. I consider myself like what you might want to call like a X-Man, not like with superpowers or something. It's like I don't know where basically where I come from. So when I started the Skip G. Lawson thing, it was a chance to start my life all over again. You know,
I can understand that. I know you said you're an entertainer. You know, just don't have to go. You know, just break it down in a nutshell. When you say you're an entertainer, you know, what else do you do besides stand up?
You know, I play all sides of the game itself, you know, dancing. I don't dance, but I can, you know, I do poetry, I do music, I do comedy as well, you know. And, you know, I produce my own songs and produce my own videos. So, you know, I wear a lot of hats and, you know, got my own little label, Lawhouse Entertainment, which we're going to be looking at you to promote us, you know.
Okay, that's what's up. So how long have you been doing stand-up?
Well, actually, well, a total of 14 years, but it's been you know, 12 counted for. Well, if you want to count the paid shows, it's been about 12 years getting paid. But I had to put in dues for them first 2 years, you know, them open mics and stuff like that.
Yeah. Now you say the open mics. Can you just tell my audience, you know, you don't have to give them, you know, the book on it, but, you know, mm-hmm. if they're trying to get into the business of comedy, tell them, you know, you just don't wake up one day and it just happened, you know. Tell them, you know, what they got to do.
Yeah, you don't. You don't just wake up. Oh, you got to put in dues, and you got to go with the discredibility. You got to go with the downplay. You got to go with riding in the back seat. It's going to be a lot. And then you're going to be on shows where you're going to be like, well, I'm better than him, but everybody ain't going to see it that way. You know what I mean?
That's what's up.
You'll get what's coming to you in due time. It's hard work and dedication. You're gonna get ran over a lot before you get picked up, though.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good to know. You know, because you know a lot of us, you know, have the fantasy in our mind that we got good intentions and good ideas, you know, but we have to, once we create those ideas, we get the fantasy that you know, it's gonna just be magical. You know, it don't, like you said earlier, you got to pay them dues. You know, you got to put in that work.
There's a
price for it.
Oh, yeah. I was like, you're right, because there's been plenty of free shows that I had to do.
Yeah.
You know, and I stumbled and grumbled about it, and I complained and everything, but, you know, it started out from a five-minute set to running the whole city, you know.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay. Well, I'm glad you said that, because the next question is, what is it like being the mayor?
Oh, man. It's sort of like, you know, it's sort of like having two lives, they're the same one, you know. Like, it's a good thing that people come up to you, and, you know, because back in the days, I used to be that dude when I walk into the club, oh, Lord, it's time to go, you know what I mean? You know, it went from that to you walk in the club and I ain't there, it ain't no good, you know what I mean? So,
it got
the problem, because then you got, you know, you want the fame and you want the fortune, and when you get it, it's going to get on your nerves. Like, you can't go get nothing to eat. You can't pump gas without somebody coming up to you.
Yeah.
You know? So sometimes you just want to be yourself, but at the same time, you can't.
That's what's up.
So.
Yeah, I feel you there. And let me tell my audience this. I seen Skip twice. First time, me and a couple friends, we went out, you know, she had some tickets, we went out. And, you know, that was my first time actually going to the Comedy House. And Skip, you opened up that night. I keep forgetting it was a white lady. I think she was like she probably was new coming out, and then an older white gentleman that came in after her. But I saw your show that night, and then you know what about what 2 weeks ago almost saw the other show. And
yeah,
one thing I noticed
didn't
about
even
you,
know that was.
That's all good, yo. That's all good. Yay. Hey, that's how I'm coming.
Yeah.
That's the catch. Yo. Like I said, I'm not going to be one of them people who are going to come into the club. I don't want you to let me in for free. I'm putting this publicly. I'm going to buy your DVD, but the only way you're going to recognize me is with that badge. But I noticed from the first show I saw you, I think it was last July, and until now, I noticed your material was different. But a lot of comedians, I see they kind of do the same routine from club to club. I mean, is that common or?
It's not common. I put it like this. I think it's more of laziness or you're comfortable with something that'll work.
Yeah.
You know, if you know something that'll work, you like, I find myself sometimes if I be on something new and then I feel like, okay, I've got lost, then I'll resort to one of my old tricks in the bag, you know. But for as doing the whole routine verbatim, I don't think I can do it like that.
Okay. I feel you. That makes sense. You know. I know that's a lot of work. You know, you got to make these people laugh. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a job itself. But I know it's rewarding. You know, once you get to the level like yourself, you know, where you make people laugh. I think you're funny as hell. You're crazy, funny and crazy. But I like your performance.
Right. Appreciate it.
Yeah, but how did you become the mayor of comedy?
Actually, there was an original mayor, Chris Thomas. You remember him from Video Music Box and BET. When he first got here, we went in, me and Peter from the Comedy House, we went and picked him up from the airport.
Okay.
And, you know, he was like, this the mayor, you know what I mean? This is Chris Thomas. I know who you is. I kind of grew up on you. And then, you know, when he found out what all I do for the city, he crowned me right then and there, like, yo, you the mayor of the city.
Yeah.
You the mayor. And then it went a little further because we played a little joke on the real mayor, Steve Benjamin.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of had like a campaign against me against him at the show one night, you know what I mean? So it kind of escalated from there.
Okay.
You know, and a lot of comedians at the front, they didn't like the idea, you know. And you the mayor, is you better than this person? I'm not the mayor because I'm better than somebody. They don't get
that.
I'm the mayor because what I do for the people, you know, what I do for everybody else.
You're not one of them stuck up kind of comedians. I see how you go get the little cards, feel like at the end of the night, stuff like that. You know, be talking to people. You know, you come down into the audience. You know, I respect that.
Because you never get bigger than yourself.
Yeah,
and that's what you got to think about. You got people that's at your shows now that was there, you know, 12, 14 years ago, actually, you know. And so you can't get bougie on them, and they the ones really help put you on, you know.
That's
so,
right.
You know what? My message to every comedian out there, the secret to success is not how funny you are. What you got to do is grab a hold of the people and make them love you.
That's
and
right.
And everything else you put out from there on out is going to work.
That's right. That's right.
Right. So you build your support and start tapping into your media, your Facebook and your Twitters or whatever you got, and you got to keep it going. You stay in tune with your people. That's the secret to the whole thing.
Stay in tune. That's right. Stay consistent.
Right.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a rough game out there. For all the newcomers, it's a rough game. Just stick with it.
Yeah. I can see that. You know, I can see that. But I'm going to tell you, I started off in the music business. The last job I had, I started off as a small-time executive producer, but I ain't going to get into all that, you know. But along the way, I worked like intern, like you said, paying your dues, helped promote mm-hmm. Nas stuff, Jay-Z stuff for free. Then I harassed a magazine for years, you know, this alternative magazine called Southeastern Performer. I harassed them. They actually gave me a job after 4 or 5 years, and they called me the distributor guy. What I respect about them is they always just ask me, you don't know of any artists that want to get their CDs reviewed? And, you know, this is a magazine that was putting out 30,000 copies per month just in Georgia, North Carolina, and I think Alabama in some areas. But my point here is, when I saw what they were doing, you know, they were actually begging, in a sense, because they needed materials, you know. And it makes sense because they're trying to promote people. But from this small magazine that was ran out of an office no bigger than a kitchen with a bathroom,
right.
They were successful at what they were doing, but they were promoting unknown artists, alternative rap. And I respect that. So that kind of interests me to get into creating a magazine. And I see there was a void in comedy, but now it's being filled fast. Comedians for many years didn't get what they were worth. That's how I felt.
It's filling the void, but at the same time, you know, what people don't really see or on the other side of the stage, that, it, you know, sometimes it ain't all good, you know.
I know.
And then you got like the business I'm in now, you know what I mean, because not only do I tell jokes, you know, I sell the tickets and everything else too.
Yeah, then
you see like say for instance, I see a comic come through and he's getting all his money, and then at the same time, I can't sell your tickets. So at the same time, I'm like, well, hell, if I could have gave the tickets away, I could have gave them away to my own show, you know?
So that's
the kind of envy that it puts it in your heart, but you know you don't feel like that for real, you know? But at the same time, thinking is what you, because it sounds like what you said with the distribution company. As long as you're doing something that everybody's happy with, they're not worried about you, you know?
Yep.
Like, they're not worried about you, but the minute you speak up and say, hey, this is what I want now all of a sudden you're the bad guy.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Right, so that's kind of where we at with that, you know. So that's why I started out and started distributing my own CDs, my own T-shirts, and, you know, making my own stuff.
Did you put out a mix CD?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I found it on a store on Alpine Road in Columbia. I think I listened to it one time, but I kept thinking, I said, damn, this dude have a CD. And what's your company called?
Lawhouse Entertainment.
Yeah.
And this man, I got my got one of my homies on there. He the BG Black Gotti.
Okay.
And he's gonna be the first, you know, artist that we're gonna try to put out. Matter of fact, you know, we're gonna call you to do that. You know what I mean? Yeah, so we trying to get it as, like, you know, not labeling ourselves as comedians or rappers or what. We just letting you know, if you bring us to a party and this is what kind of party it is, we can fit in.
Yeah.
If it's an old people party, we can do some Al Green, you know, we can fit in, you know.
So you DJ too?
I do everything. I started out as
you say you do everything. You keep saying that. that's what's up. I respect it.
I started out in the fifth grade. My sister was in the sixth. And we used to be everything. Like, she would rap, and I would do the beatbox, you know what I mean, and everything. Like, one time, they had a talent show in public school. We entered it in five categories.
Okay.
You know, like, I come from a musical background, basically, you know what I mean?
That's what's up.
Right.
So I guess my next question here is, tell us about some of the comedians you have met and you have worked with.